Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Zavakim, daf Kuf Tes Vav. We left off on Kuf Yod Dalet Amud Beis, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. Today we are going to discuss primarily two topics. First, we're going to see a maimer of Rav Chilkia, the Debei Rabbi Tuvi, and that maimer pertains to an usham that's Mechusar Zman. So yesterday we started discussing the concept of Mechusar Zman. What happens if you bring a karban that is not the proper time to bring the karban and you're bringing it outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Are you going to be chayev or not? Today we're going to have a whole lengthy discussion about an usham Mechusar Zman. If you have an usham that's Mechusar Zman, you bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, are you going to be chayev? Are you going to be chayev or not? That's going to take up pretty much the first half of the daf, and then really when we turn over to Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, we're going to segue into a discussion. We'll have a brief interlude just to cover off some other avodos mentioned in the Mishnah that you're not chayef for if you do it outside, and then we're going to talk about the avoda and when the transition was made from the Bechoros doing the avoda to Kohanim doing the avoda, whether that took place at Matan Torah, whether that took place at Hakamas HaMishkan. We're going to bring Rayas back and forth both ways. So we have to fight through the Amud Aleph, and we get to Amud Beis. Amud Beis is a lot easier. But before we get there, we have to get through the following. So again, 7 lines up from the bottom, and it's Amar Rav Chilkia. The first word on the line is Kavua. The last word on the line is Amar Rav. That's where we're going to start from. So Amar Rav Chilkia, Debei Rabbi Tuvi. So it says Rabbi Chilkia, Debei Rabbi Tuvi, as follows. So it says like this. So Lo Shanu, when did we learn that by an Asham Mechusar Zman, that if we bring an Asham prematurely, let's say if somebody's chayav to bring an Asham, bought like a mitzora. So mitzora is chayav to bring an asham. So you bring the asham, but the mitzora is not eligible in his purification process to actually be bringing the asham. So he said that you're potter. So when do we say that you're potter? Ela lishmo. That's only if you're bringing the asham lishmo. So in other words, if you're shekling the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash and you're having it in mind that it should be an asham, then you're going to be potter. Because even inside, the guy is ineligible to bring in Asham yet, because it's Mechusar Zman. However, Aval Shelo Lishmo Chayev. However, if you have in mind that it should not be L'Shem Asham, but rather it should be Shelo Lishmo, then you're going to be Chayev. Why? Because Hol V'Roy L'Shelo Lishmo B'Fnim. Because it's Roy to be brought Shelo Lishmo inside. Rashi points out, as we've been saying the whole way through the Masechta, that any carbon that shechted shelo lishma is kosher, ella shelo olal b'alam l'shem chova, but it's kosher except for two exceptions, chatas and pesach. And asham shelo lishma is going to be kosher. Therefore, even if it's a mechusar zman, if you're shechting it shelo lishma outside, then you're going to be chayiv, because even inside shelo lishma, it would be good l'shem ola. So says the Gemara, see hachi lishma nami nechayiv, hol v'roy l'shelo lishma b'fnim. Says the Gemara, in that case, why are you putter if you shecht it shelo lishmo, if you shecht it lishmo, even if you shecht it lishmo outside, you should be chayiv. Why? Because it is a karban for which you would be able to offer it inside. Under what circumstances would I be able to offer it inside the Beis HaMikdash if I offered it shelo lishmo? So because if I offered it shelo lishmo in the Beis HaMikdash, it would be good, then I should be chayev when I offer it outside, even if it's lishmo. Because again, the criteria for being chayev outside is that it's got to be a valid carbon. This thing is a valid carbon. It's just not a valid carbon l'shem asham, but it's certainly a valid carbon l'shem ola, and therefore that should be enough. Says the Gemara, no, because ba'i akira, because you need an akira. In other words, Rashi says that it's lacking in akira, because so long as you don't have in mind specifically that it's shelo lishma, then you've not been okerit l'shem asham from the shem asham into the shem ola. Therefore, it's not considered to be a valid. Therefore, it's not considered to be a valid carbon. It's considered to be a naroi. So says the Gemara Vayter. Now, 2 lines up from the bottom. So mafskaflo Ravuna. So says Ravuna. V'chiyesh l'cha davar sheina kasher l'shmo v'kasher shelo l'shmo. So this doesn't make sense. It turns out that you have a carbon that if you offer it l'shmo, it's not going to be kasher because it's mechusar zman. But if you offer it shelo lishmo, which seems like it should be worse, all of a sudden now it's going to be kosher, because it's going to be kosher l'shem ola. So says the Gemara below, you never see a karban that's a pasul l'shmo and kosher shelo l'shmo. Pesach b'shar yemos hashana. You have a karban Pesach the rest of the year. Forget about the 14th of Nisan, but every day of the year other than the 14th day of Nisan, the ain't a kosher l'shmo, that it's not kosher. If you offer it l'shem Pesach, then it's meaningless, because the only day to offer it l'shem Pesach is after Chatzos on the 14th day of Nisan. The kosher shelo l'shmo. However, but it's kosher shelo l'shmo, because what do we know about Pesach? That a Pesach b'shar yemos hashana is a shlamim. So over here we have an example. L'shmo, it's pasul. Shelo l'shmo, it's kosher. So it's over here by an asham. L'shmo, it's going to be pasul because it's mechusar's man. Shelo l'shmo, it's going to be kosher because it's considered to be an olas nadava. So says the Gemara, that is not a good example, because Pesach b'shar yemos hashana shlamim ninu. In other words, Pesach b'shar yemos hashana is shlamim, and Rashi points out, this is not even considered to be that it's a Pesach shelo l'shmo. It's that the Karban Pesach itself has a hybrid status. On the 14th day of Nisan, it's considered to be a Pesach. On every day other than the 14th day of Nisan, it's considered to be a Shlamim, and therefore that's not considered to be shelo l'shmo. Says the Gemara now Vayter. So lema misayele. So let's bring a raya. Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi. So again, Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi had said that an asham that shechted prematurely is going to be chaya for, because if you shechted shelo l'shmo, it's valid l'shem in ola, because you could volunteer with l'shem ola. Whereas Rav Huna, who we saw yesterday, just said simply an asham that's mechusar's man is going to be potter. You're going to be potter because it's not kosher l'shem asham. So let's bring a raya to Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi now, who says that if you had a mind shelo l'shmo, you're going to be chayiv because it would be a valid karban in the Beis HaMikdash. So lema misayei le'yachol she'ani motzi, I would think that I should exclude af olas mechusar's man b'baylim, even an ola mechusar's man b'baylim, v'asham nazir v'asham mitzora. I might think to exclude an asham nazir or an asham mitzora. Tamalomar, shor mikal makam, kesa mikal makam, eiz mikal makam. That I'm chaya for bringing any of these types of karbonos outside. Viluchata shaira. However, not included on this list is a chatas, meaning that I'd be chaya for bringing a certain type of ola or a certain type of asham, but I'd be putter if I brought a certain type of chatas. Now, but b'mayaskino, what are we talking about? Ilema bismano. So if you want to say that we're talking about where you're bringing the animal bisman and you're bringing the animal outside, so ma'ari asham afilu chatas nami. So why do we say that I'm chayev if I bring the asham? I'm chayev even if I bring the chatas, because if the chatas is not mechusar's man, if it's actually the zman to bring the chatas and I'm bringing the chatas outside, that's the example in which I'm chayev. So of course I'm going to be chayev for a chatas. Ela l'shelo l'zmano, ela mai, it's got to be shelo b'zman, ubemai. But and what case are we talking about? Now, it's shelo b'zmano, meaning that it's not the time to bring the asham or the chatas, but am I bringing it l'shma, or am I bringing it shelo l'shma? So, ilema l'shmo, so if I'm bringing it l'shmo, so asham am I chayiv? So why am I chayiv if I bring the asham l'shmo? It's a mechusar zman. Ela lav l'shelo l'shmo, so isn't it a raya that I'm bringing it shelo l'shmo? And over here we see that if I bring the asham, shelo l'shmo, outside, I'm going to be chayiv. And this is like Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi, you said that even though the asham is a mechusar zman, and if I brought it l'shem asham, I'd be potter. If I bring it l'shem another karban, if I bring it l'shem ola, shelo l'shmo, then I'm going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, no raya, liolam bizmano, v'shelo l'shmo. Really, we're talking about where it's the zman to bring the karban, and you have in mind shelo l'shmo, that it's that you're having in mind shelo l'shmo. Rabbi Lazar yidamar makshina asham l'chatas, and Rabbi Lazar says that we are makish in asham to a chatas, and therefore v'tana tafel v'adin le'ikar, and we learn the asham, but the same halacha would apply to chatas. Why do we call asham the tafel and chatas the ikur? Because we saw earlier in the Masechta that there is a Tana who makes a hekesh between Asham and Chatas, that we have the principal halachas, both come to be Mechaper al-Chait, obviously. So we have the principal halachas that are learned, that are taught by Chatas, and many of those halachas that are taught by Chatas apply equally to Asham. So what it turns out is that you're shechting the animal shelo lishmo outside, however, it's the zman of the karban. So the reason that you're chaya for bringing the asham is not, doesn't have anything to do with mechusar zman, like Rav Chilki of Artuvi said, and whether if you have in mind shelo lishmo and it's a mechusar zman, whether I'm going to be chayav or not, it is the zman. So why am I chayav if I shechted outside? I'm chayav if I shechted outside, because if I shechted it inside lishmo, it would be a valid karban. So that's what we're dealing with here. That's what we're dealing with here in this brisa. So we have no raya one way or another to Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. Says the Gemara now weiter. Tashma, yachol shani marbe olas mechusar zman begufa. I might think to exclude from the chiyuv of halos chutz in ola that's mechusar zman begufa. And what does it mean? Ola mechusar zman begufa. Rashi says tok shmona leleidasa, because there's a halacha that you're not allowed to bring a karban for the first 8 days that it's born, for the first 7 days, and therefore we're talking about an animal that's mechusar zman begufa, meaning that the animal is not fit to serve as a karban yet. V'chatas bein begufa bein bebailim, and I might think that we're coming to exclude a chatas, whether it's a mechusar zman begufa because the animal is simply not fit to be used as a karban, or whether it's a mechusar zman bebailim, meaning that the bailim is not ready to bring the chatas yet. So I might think to exclude it. Tamalomar vel pesach ol moed, as Tamalomar says in the pasuk, vel pesach ol moed. Kol sheina roi lovo be pesach ol moed in chayevan aleim, that anything that is not roi to come to pesach ol moed, I'm not going to be chayev. So I'm sorry. So the way it's yachal ani marba, I might think that I should include in the yisur even an ola mechusar zman or a chatas mechusar zman. Kamash malon, they're not included in the yisur. In other words, I'm potter. Why? Because they're not roy to come to Pesach Ol Moed. However, the punchline is vilu asham shiara. However, we don't say that I'm potter for asham, meaning an asham would be included in the yisur. Why would the asham be included in the yisur? Apparently, because it could serve as a valid korban. So I think that this is a raya to Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. So the Gemara says, "B'mayaskinan." So what are we talking about here? Ilema lishmo, if we're talking about that you're bringing it lishmo, so asham nami lifterei, in that case, you should be potter by an asham as well, because in that case, the asham is a mechusar zman. Because if I'm having in mind, again, we're talking here about an ola mechusar zman, a chatas mechusar zman, an asham mechusar zman. If I'm bringing it lishma, then I should be potter because it's not fit to be brought as an asham. Ela lav shelo lishmo. Ela mai, we're talking about where I bring it shelo lishmo. So, and we see that an asham, if I'm bringing it shelo lishmo and it's mechusar zman, I'm going to be chayiv, masha ein kein achatas, and I'm going to be potter. So this is a saraya to Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. Says the Gemara, liolam shelo lishmo. No, really, we're talking about where it's shelo lishmo. You're bringing it shelo lishmo. Rav Elazar, and it's Rav Elazar, demakish asham lechatas, and we compare an asham to achatas, and tana ikur v'kolshkein letafel. And maybe we only mentioned Iker, we only mentioned the Chatas in this Brisa, saying that it's not included in the Yisur of Allah's Chutz. But maybe the truth is, Asham is also not included in the Yisur of Allah's Chutz, even if I'm bringing it Shelo Lishma, and it's a Mechusar Zman. So in other words, I have no Raya one way or I can't bring a Raya to Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi from this Brisa that mentions only a Chatas and not an Asham, because it could be that when the Brisa mentions Chatas, it's a shorthand also for Asham. Why doesn't it mention Asham explicitly? Because it only mentions the Iker. It's not mentioning the Tafel. So says the Gemara like this. Again, we're going to try again. So Toshma, the Chiyasa Ravdimi Amar Tana Debe Rab Levoi. So we learn in the base medrash of Rab Levoi. Yachol Shani Motzi. I would think that I would exclude Af olas mechusar zman bebailim, also an ola that's mechusar zman bebailim, and asham nazir v'asham mitzora, and an Asham Nazir and an Asham Mitzora. So Venasiv Lu Talmuda Lechiyuva Velo Yadana Ma Talmuda. And yet we have a limud that teaches us that I'm chaya for these things. In other words, for an Olam Mechusar Zman Bebailim and for an Asham that's Mechusar Zman that Bebailim, and we have a limud to be mechayiv, but I don't know what the limud is. And my Talmuda, and when we ask what the limud is, Amar Ravina, so came along Ravina, we're in the second wide line, and he says, Shar mikol makom, kesem mikol makom, eiz mikol makom. So the limud is that it's shar mikol makom, kesem mikol makom, and eiz and eiz mikol makom. And this brisa says that I'm going to be chayiv on an asham, that's mechusar zman, and an ola, that's mechusar zman, but not a chatas, that's mechusar zman. So, why am I chayav on the asham that's mechusar zman? Isn't it a raya, it's not fit to be a karban? So isn't it a raya, like Rav Chilki of Bartuvi, that if I bring the asham, shelo lishma, then it's going to be a valid karban, even if it's mechusar zman, because it's valid to be used as an ola. Therefore, I'm going to be chayiv if I bring the asham that's mechusar zman outside. Says the Gemara, hi my rumya kadega amrit. What's this kasha? Maybe maybe this brisa holds like Rabbi Lazar that we saw earlier, that we're makish and asham to a chata. So maybe who says that we're talking about you're bringing it shalol lishmo? Maybe we'll touch it up that you're talking about where you're bringing it. It's the Zman and you're bringing it. Maybe it's not Mechusar Zman. Maybe it's the Zman and you're bringing it Shelo Lishmo. And this Brisa holds like Rebbe Lazar, who was Makish and Asham to Achatas, just like we saw earlier. So maybe you have no Raya. So it says the Gemara, so Amar Rav Nachman, Mishum Derami, the Tana Rabbi Levoi, Adatana Levi. Because the reason that we know it's a Raya is because of the following. So Asham Nazir, Va'asham Mitzora, Sheshachton Shelo Lishman. If you have an Asham Nazir and an Asham Mitzora that you shech them Shelo Lishma, Ksherim, they're kosher, V'lo'olu L'baylim L'shum Chova. And they, however, they're kosher karbanos, but they don't dispense with the chiyuv that the owner has to bring the karban. Shachton Mechusar Zman B'baylim. If you shechted them as a Mechusar Zman B'baylim, O shahayu b'nei shtei shanim v'shachtan, or they were already 2 years old and the animal has to be only 1 year old and you shechta them, then it's going to be psulin. Then it's going to be pasul. Umeshani Ravdimi, and Ravdimi said, lo kasha kan lishmo kan shelo lishmo. And we said that there is no kasha because one is lishma, one is shelo lishma, and Rashi explains over here what's going on. It's Rashi about 8 lines up from the bottom. Umeshani le ravdimi hadatani chayev. The brisa that says I'm chayev for the asham is shelo lishmo. Vahadatani psulin, and that brisa that said that an asham shelo lishma, that an asham is pasul if it's a mechusar zman. Uchavasei bechutz pater, and therefore I'd be pater if I shechted it outside, is b'sheshachton lishmo, is when you shecht it lishmo. So we see over here, if I shecht it lishmo and it's mechusar zman, I'm going to be pater outside. If I shecht it shelo lishmo and it's a mechusar zman, I'm going to be chayiv outside. And that's like Rav Chilki of Bartuvi said. Umidikashale detani levi adabar levoi shmamina shmia le ravdimi demastis and debar levoi nami the mechusar zman. From the fact that we're asking Akasha from Levi, who's dealing with the mechusar zman, on Tana debay Rav Levoi, and Bar Levoi was talking about, it's a raya that Bar Levoi was also talking about mechusar zman. Vekamer chayiv v'afagav deina roy lishmo b'pnim roy lishelo lishmo v'siyata l'Rav Chilkia. Ah, so this is a raya to Rav Chilki of Bartuvi, because it's obvious that we're talking about shalolish, we're talking about mechusar zman, and the brisa that says chayev is you're talking about shalolishma, and the reason that I'm chayev is because like Rav Chilki of Bartuvi said, by an osham if I shecht it, even if it's mechusar zman shalolishma, it's kosher l'shem ola. Therefore, I'm going to be chayev if I shecht this thing outside. And Rav Ashi Rami Masnisa Nabraisa. Now back in the Gemara, 3 lines up, and Rav Ashi asks the stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa. Umeshani, kan lishmo, v'kan lishelo lishmo. And we answer that when I say I'm potter for doing it outside is when it's lishmo. When I say I'm chayav for doing it outside is when it's shalol l'shmo, again, like Rav Chilkiya b'rei d'Rav Tuvi. So lema tavi tiyufta d'Rav Huna. So let's say it's a kashan Rav Huna, because Rav Huna made a blanket statement. In asham, that's mechusar's man, I'm potter if I shecht it outside. He doesn't distinguish whether I'm shechting it l'shmo or shalol l'shmo. But over here in these brises, we see definitely that there is a distinction between if I shecht it l'shmo or if I shecht it shalol l'shmo. So says the Gemara, Amar lecha Rav Huna, hacha b'mayaskina kagon she'ifrish shtei ashamos la'achrayas l'chaminayim e'ikara olehi. The brisa that says that I'm chaya for shechting it outside is when I initially set aside two animals for the korban asham. It's not that I have only one animal for the asham. I set aside two animals for the asham. Why? Because I set it aside lachrayas. In case one of the animals goes missing, I should have another animal come and be ready to step in and serve as the korban asham. Now, the second animal that is designated as a korban asham, if it never has to be brought, is itself an ola. So why am I chayiv if I'm shechting it outside? Because the one that I'm shechting outside, it's not that it's an asram mechusar's man that I'm shechting shalol l'shmo. It is a korban ola that I'm shechting outside. Therefore, I'm going to be chayiv. That's the way Rav Huna would explain it. And turning over to Kuftas Vavam and Beis, because Rav Huna Amar Rav, the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, asham shenita kleri'iya v'shachtostam kosher la'ola, that if an asham is put out to pasture, unlike a chatas, which is a chatas shekipru ba'alea, is lemisa azlo. Over here, if an asham has to be put out to pasture, what happens? It's sold, and then you take the money that you generate from the sale, and you buy an ola. What we saw the other day was that even if you have an asham that has to be put out to pasture, even if you bring that animal l'shem ola, it's valid as an ola, and that's why you're chayev. The reason that you're chayev for doing it outside is nothing to do with an asham mechusar's man shelo l'shma. It's that you were shechting the second animal, the replacement animal, which really is valid as an ola itself. Okay, so says the Gemara now Vayter, three lines down at the two dots. Amala mi basar chatas. If a person is male, the basar of a chatas on the mizbeach outside. And remember, the chatas, the basar, is nechal kohanim. And the only thing that is ordinarily burnt on the mizbeach that shayach to a korban chatas is the imurim, not the basar. And what do we know? We saw this in the prior parak, that the only time I'm chaya for doing something on a mizbeach outside is if it's an avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, if it belongs on the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash and I'm doing it outside the Beis HaMikdash, then I'm going to be chayiv. If I'm putting something up outside the Beis HaMikdash that has no business on the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, then I'm not going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara as follows. So Tana Rabbana, minayin lamayla mibasar chatas. How do we know if a person puts up on the mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash? Basar chatas, the meat of a chatas. Umi basar asham, or the meat of an asham, not the imurim. Umi basar kachay kachim, or the basar of the kachay kachim. Umi basar kachim kalim, none of which is burned on the mizbeach. Umi moser omer, or the leftover of the omer, v'shtei alechem, or the shtei alechem, again, which is not burnt on the mizbeach, v'lechem apanim, and the lechem apanim that's placed on the shulchan every week, again, no shaychus to the mizbeach, v'shori minacha shepater. How do I know if you do any of that stuff on the mizbeach outside, you're going to be potter? Tamal omer, ola, ma'ola, sheiruya la'ala, afkol sheroi la'ala, that the only time I'm going to be chayef for putting something up on the mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash is if I'm putting up a thing that's roi lahala. It's got to be something that's roi to go on the Beis HaMikdash, on the mizbeach rather, inside the Beis HaMikdash. So minayin sha'afa yotzeg va'bolel va'potes. How do I know that even if I pour oil, if a person pours oil on a mincha, or if a person mixes the mincha, or if a person breaks the mincha into little pieces, va'molech, va'menef, va'migesh, or if a person does the various wavings and the bringing forth to the mincha, va'mesader ha'shulchan, if a person is mesader the shulchan, va'matev es ha'neros, and if a person is matev the neros, we saw in the Mishnah, the Machlokas, what that is, whether that means clearing the ashes, or pouring the oil in preparation for lighting the menorah, v'akometz, or if a person does a kometz outside the Beis HaMikdash, v'amakabel b'chutz, or if a person does a kabbalah sadam b'chutz, how do I know that he's potter? Tamalomar, asher ya'ale ola ozavach, ma'ala shi'gmar avoda, afkol shi'gmar avoda. The reason that I'm potter, if I do any of this outside, is not necessarily that this stuff isn't an avoda. It is an avoda. However, it's an avoda, sheyesh acharei avoda. that the only time I'm going to be, that the only time I'm going to be chayev is if I do an avoda that's considered to be an avoda tama, a complete avoda, which is an avoda she'ein achareha avoda. However, because this is only a segment of an avoda, there is an epilogue to this avoda. There is a follow-on to this avoda. Therefore, I'm not going to be chayiv. Okay, now we take a substantially lighter turn, thank God. And now we talk about what happened at the inflection point of Akamas HaMishkan. Whether, so we know initially, and we saw this in the Mishnah, so initially, who used to do the avoda? The Bechoros used to do the avoda. And then there was a certain time in history when the Bechoros stopped doing the avoda and the Kohanim started doing the avoda. There's a machlokas whether that point in history was Matan Torah or whether that point in history was Hakamas HaMishkan. So Hakamas HaMishkan was the year after Matan Torah. So the question is, when did this all take place? So Adshelo Hukam HaMishkan. So until the Mishkan was erected, the avoda was Bibichoros. That's what our Mishnah said. So Ravuna Bar Katina Kamed Rav Chista Vakakari. So Ravuna Bar Katina was sitting in front of Rav Chista and was reading psukim. And these psukim speak about the karbanos that were brought by the Bechoros, and these psukim were shayach to Kodem Matan Torah. These psukim were explaining what happened before Matan Torah. So it says in the pasuk like this, Vayishlach es Narei B'nei Yisrael. And he sent the Narei B'nei Yisrael. So Amar Leah Hachi Amar Rav Asi, Upasku. So Rav Asi said, Upasku. So what does it mean, Upasku? So here's a very interesting Rashi. So Rashi says it's about 15 lines down, maybe about 8 lines down in the skinny lines. So Amar Leah Ravuda Hachi Amar Rav Asi Upasku. So Otsu Ayom Pasku Avoda Mena Bechoros. That day, the avoda stopped from the Bechoros. Why? Shemi Sinai Nistavu ala Kuhuna Kediyalef Lekaman. Because the Bechoros brought only until Matan Torah. From Matan Torah and on, even before Akamas HaMishkan, the avoda started with the Kohanim. Vishimshu Nadav Aviu Kolos Hashon Rishon Atru Kama Mishkan Umesu. And Nadav and Aviu then took over from the Bechoros, and they were Shemesh. They did the avoda until the Mishkan was erected. So that's the Pashup shot, that Pasku, that in other words, until Matan Torah, the Bechoros did the Avoda, then the Avoda stopped doing the Avoda, and the Kohanim started doing the Avoda. Interesting shot in Rashi, Lishna Achrina, Hachi Amar Rav Ashi, Upaske. In other words, Rav Ashi, remember what happened, that Rav Huna Bar Katina was reading Psukim, and Rav Ashi said, Paske. In other words, Sorech Lahafsekan Naginas Hatama Mikra Bes Nachta. You have to place an asnachta over here in the middle of the pasuk when you're laning it with a trup. V'lo yikori betam pashta, and don't read it with the trup of a pashta. Kamosha anu korinoso, the way we read it. Why? Dechshu nikra betam pashta, because when you read it with a pashta, mashma shakrias nare b'nei Yisrael davak alvayalu olos, mashma sheheim helum. It's mashma, because then there's a connection between the pasuk, between the part of the pasuk that says Vayishlach Anare B'nei Yisrael, and the latter part of the pasuk that says Vayalu Olos. Meaning, who was doing the avoda of Vayalu Olos? It was the Nare B'nei Yisrael. So mashma Shehem Helum, Aval Kashata Koru Bes Nachta, Omedes Hateva Levada. However, when you insert an esnachta in the pasuk, then that part of the pasuk stands alone. Ve'ena davak al vayalu, and it's not connected to the next part of the pasuk that says vayalu olos. V'yesh lomar shaloshulcham ela lahaviar kabanos belamad aleim that vayalu olos osham shekshirim lalosam. Then what was the purpose of the Nari B'nai Yisrael? The Nari B'nai Yisrael would escort the Karbanos to where they were going to be slaughtered, but they didn't do the Avoda because you have an Esnachta. Vayishlachu Nari B'nai Yisrael, they sent for the Nari B'nai Yisrael. The Nari B'nai Yisrael brought the Karbanos there and they stood over them. Who was Vayalu? The people who were kosher, the Hainu Nadav Raviyu, the Mishebo, the Sinai, Hufreshu HaKohanim, Kedi Aleph L'Kaimon, because already from Matan Torah, from Zman Matan Torah, from Maimed Har Sinai, the Avoda was only kosher with the Kohanim, not with the Bechoros. So when it says, Pasku, what it means is, either Pshat and Rashi, what it means is, that up until Matan Torah, the Bechoros brought the Karbanos, after Matan Torah, the Kohanim did the avoda. So Sover Los Vusei Mimas Nisen. So we wanted to bring a kasha from our Mishnah, because what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that until the Akamas HaMishkan, the Avodah was with the Bechoros, and after the Akamas HaMishkan, the Avodah was with the Kohanim. What we saw over here in the Gemara, though, quite definitively was that until Matan Torah, the Avodah was with the Bechoros, but after Matan Torah, which was a year before the Akamas HaMishkan, the Avodah was with the Kohanim already. So says the Gemara, Sashami Dekamar Mishmei Deravada Barahava, Ola Sheikrivu Yisrael Bamidbar. So what we had said in this Brisa was that the Ola, the Karbonos Ola that the Bnei Yisrael brought in the Midbar, Eina Tuna Hefshet Vinituach, does not require skinning and dismemberment. Even though ordinarily in Ola today, or in Ola in the Zman HaMikdash, if you are the Zman HaMishkan, if you would bring it, would require Hefshet Vinituach, the Ola that they brought in the Midbar did not require Hefshet Vinituach. So Osfei Brisa, the Shavim Bakulu. And we bring a Brisa that refutes all of what we just said. The Tanya, Achaluhukama Mishkan, until the Mishkan was erected, Habamos Mutaros, the Bamos were Mutar, Va'avoda Bechoros, and the Avoda was with the Bechor. So this explicitly tells us that the inflection point from the transition of the Avoda from Bechoros to Kohanim was at the time of Akamas HaMishkan. V'yakol tsheirin lahakrev behema chaya v'of, v'zchorim nekenus, t'mimim balimumim, t'horim avalo t'meim. And basically everything was fit to be brought as a korban, except not tamei animals. V'yakol karvu olos, and everything was brought as an ola. V'ola sheikrivu Yisrael b'midbar, and the ola that the Yisrael brought in the midbar, t'una hefsher v'nituach. Required Hefshet Vinituach. Now this is a contradiction to the Brisa that we cited 7 lines ago, which said that the Ola of the Midbar did not require Hefshet Vinituach. This Brisa says that the Ola of the Midbar did require Hefshet Vinituach. V'nachrim Mizman Hazeh Rashon Lasos Kein, and Nachrim Mizman Hazeh are able to bring all of these different types of karbanos on their own bamos. All right, but anyway, we have a contradiction. We have a contradiction whether the Ola in the Midbar required Hefshet Vinituach or did not require Hefshet Vinituach. So says the Gemara, Tanoihi, it's a machlokas Tanoim, the Tanya. V'gama konim hanigashim el Hashem yiskadashu. So Rav Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, zu precious Bechoros. This is the precious Bechoros because until Hakamas HaMishkan, the Bechoros used to do the Avodah, but at the Hakamas HaMishkan, now we're saying, V'gam HaKohanim HaNigashim El Hashem Yiskadashu, that from now on, the Avodah is with the Kohanim. So Rebbe Yomer, Zu Prishas Noda V'Daviyu. Rebbe says, this is not the Prishas Bechoros, because the Bechoros already weren't doing the Avodah from the time of Matan Torah. This, however, was the Prishas Noda V'Daviyu. So Bishlam Alamad Demar, Zu Prishas Noda V'Daviyu, I understand, according to the Mandem, who says that this was a separation of Nana Vadaviyu, Hainu Duksiv, who Asher Diber Hashem Leimor Bekrovai Ekadesh. That's why it refers to them as Bekrovai Ekadesh. Elolamandiyam Arzu Precious Bechoros. However, according to the Mandem, it says that this was the Precious Bechoros, Hecheramiza. Where was the Remez? Why do we see in this Pasuk that until now the Bechoros did the Avoda and now it transitions from the Kohanim? Dichsiv v'na'adati shama livnei Yisrael v'niktash bichvodi. Al tikru bichvodi ela b'mechubadai. Don't say bichvodi ela b'mechubadai. So when it says in the Pasuk bikrovai ekadesh, it's not necessarily a raya. When it says in the Pasuk, I'm sorry, v'gama kohanim anigoshem es Hashem el Hashem yiskadoshu, from the fact that we use the lashon of yiskadoshu, it's not necessarily a raya that we have to be talking about Nodav and Aviyu. We could be talking about the Bechoros, because the Bechoros also had an element of Kedusha when they were doing the Avoda, and that's why it says Bichvodi, not Bichvodi, Elo B'mechubadai. Those were the Bechoros who were doing the Avoda up until that time. So Dover Zeh Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the following to Moshe, V'leyodu Ad Shemesu B'nei Aaron. And he didn't realize what this Pasuk was talking about, sort of designating Nodav and Aviyu, until the children of Aaron died. Kivan Shemesa b'nei Aaron, once the children of Aaron died, Amar lo Aaron achi, Moshe said to Aaron, Aaron, my brother, lo mesu b'necha ela lahaktish Moshe l'kadosh baruch hu. It says, l'gabe nodav and aviyu b'krovai ekadesh. isn't it apparent that Nadav and Avihu died in order to sanctify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kiven Shiyada Aaron Shabana Vidui Mokomheim, when Aaron found out that his sons were the people about whom it said, Bekrovai HaKadosh, Shasak v'kibol schar, Aaron HaKohen was quiet, and he was Mekabel schar, Shenemar Vayidom Aaron, Vayidom Aaron, and Rashi says, Haresh Shasak v'kibol schar, Mefarish b'Breishis Rabba, the fact that he was quiet and was Mekabel schar, it explains in B'Breishis Rabba, Shemitochak Zachav v'Nizyachad Elav HaDibor, because he was quiet, he was Zocha, and the Dibor was Miyachid, with Aaron, Shenemar Achrei Oso Inyan Parsha Shtuye Yayin. Because Achrei Mos is the pasuk that about Shtuye Yayin, which is said right after the death of Nadav and Avihu, and that pasuk, that parsha rather, was said only to Aaron, not to Moshe, and that was the schar that Aaron got because he was quiet when he learned that his sons died, but that his sons were considered to be very, very holy. V'chein b'David, and we see similar by David HaMelech. So Omer Dom LaHashem v'tcholel lo. It says that David was quiet and longed for Hashem. Afal pi shemapelo chalolim chalolim. Even though all of his loved ones kept dying, shasok, he was quiet. V'chein b'Shlomo, and also by Shlomo, Omer Eis lachshos v'eis ledaber. That there's a time to be silent and there's a time to speak. Pamim sheshoseikum mekabel schar lashtika. Sometimes you're quiet and you're mekabel schar for being quiet. Sometimes you have to speak up, and then you're mekabel schar for speaking up. And that's where Rav Chiya bar Abba says in the name of Rav Yochanan, "My dechsev nora Elokim mi mikdashecha, al tikri mi mikdashecha, ela mi mikudashecha." So read it, mikudashecha. B'shah she'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu din bikdoshav. In a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din bikdoshav, shows the midas hadin to those who are really, really holy, Mis Yarei, Umis Ale, Umis Halil. It turns out to be a great Kiddush Hashem. As we see, when Nadav and Avihu died, and Aaron was Mekabel Schar, and David's loved ones were punished, and David was Mekabel Schar, and Shlomo was Mekabel Schar, etc., etc. Ela Kasha Ola. Says the Gemara, Ola, big tangent. We have a Kasha, we have a Stira and Brisas. One Brisa tells me that the Ola of the Midbar did not require Hefshafini Tuach. Another Brisa tells me that the Ola of the Midbar did require Hefshafini Tuach. So which way was it? Says the Gemara, Trei Tanoi. Well, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Ditanya, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says like this, Klolos Nemru B'Sinai, the general Klolei HaTorah were said in Sinai, Uprotos Ba'Ol Moed, and the Protos were said in Ol Moed after Akamas HaMishkan. So, if it turns out that the Klolos were said in Sinai, then the Ola of the Midbar, in other words, the Ola that they brought up until the Mishkan, did not require Hefshafini Tuach. Why? Because all they knew up until the Ola Moed was that you have to bring an Ola. But they didn't learn the particulars, whether it required Hefshafini Tuach. So you didn't start requiring Hefshafini Tuach until after the Mishkan was erected. However, Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Kiva says, Klolos uprotos nemru b'Sinai, that Rabbi Kiva says that the Klolos and the Protos were said in Sinai, were said by Sinai, v'nishnu ba'Ol Moed, and they were repeated by the Ol Moed, v'nishtal shlu b'arvas Moav, and they were said for a third time in Arvas Moav. So it turns out that if you want to say that the Klolos and the Protos were said at our Sinai, then it would turn out that not only did they learn at our Sinai that they were chayiv to bring a korban ola, but they also learned all of the particulars legabe hefshafini tuach. So if I have a stira and brisas, whether the ola of the midbar, meaning pre hakamas hamishkan, required hefshafini tuach, simply in tzemachlokas, whether the klolos and the protos were taught at our Sinai, or only the klolos and the protos were reserved until the Ol Moed. So that's the way we resolve the contradiction between Ola, whether we're required Hefshafini Tuach. Tomorrow, the Gemara is going to talk about all of the other things that we said about the animals in the Midbar, that they could be brought, even no matter whether there was Chorim or Nekevos or Tzmimim, Balimumim, etc., etc. So we'll continue with this discussion, God willing, tomorrow.